Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What happened with Drake Bajula?
We are figuring that out right now, so I don't have any update, but we will have one today.
He's getting looked at. You seem to have quite a physical run at that stretch of practice. Guys were getting into it, and it ended up in the collision. But just tell me a little more about the pressure you wanted the guys put on in that drill and just how you wanted that intensity raised up there.
We need intense practices right now. We need to, we're preparing for a game, obviously, but we hope that the game feels easier because of the intensity in practice. And so we're trying to put these guys in situations with very limited time and space to make plays and, and challenge them in that regard. And I like it. I like the competitive level of it. It's what we want.
Now that you've seen Rasmus Dahlin through preseason, we saw good parts, bad parts, or whatever. As we move forward now and hit the regular season, what do you need to see from Rasmus to get him to the next level?
Well, I mean, just progress, continual progress. I'm pretty general statement there, but he needs to like all the guys just immerse in the moment and. We'll take it from there as far as how we'll help him and tweak him. I thought at times in the preseason, the only times he seemed to get himself in trouble is, he complicated what might have been simple. And when he plays a simple game, and that's an evolution for any player, to learn how to play a simple game, the talent comes out even shines even brighter. But that's a process he's gonna undergo, as many guys do and will.
Is he ready to handle 23, 25 minutes a game?
Yeah. I mean, he's and on night to night that could change. You're gonna read how guys feel night to night. But on a good night, yes. Maybe a night he doesn't have legs or couldn't get in a rhythm or he's out of sync. It's different. But those are moment to moment. The underlying thing is he's a competitive person and he prepares well. But night to night, those are decisions that have to be made in the moment.
Dahlin's a big part of it, but how much of your power play, just by nature, is going to be a work in progress? You've had injuries, guys don't play every preseason game, and you haven't had a lot of opportunities in the games.
Yeah, I mean, the power play is always, I guess, like everything else, it's a lot of maintenance, and it is a work in progress. But, when you look at the league and you look at the best power plays, you can also look at what power plays are doing when they're the best. Like, if you take the best power plays in the league, they have stretches of games where they're not executing and not scoring. They're not doing what needs to be done on a power play when you score. So, again, you look at the best power plays, but flip it and look at what are power plays doing when they're scoring. And we need to just focus on that. That's, getting outnumbered situations at net front, putting pucks to the net, retrieving pucks. All those little subtleties that will add up to more production. Are what our focus will be as we move along.
Victor's often talked about how he needs to evolve and become a better 5-on-5 player. What gives you confidence that he can make that jump and become a better two-way presence and so forth?
Well, I think Victor's taken on that as a task, as a goal, or something, an objective to become and. Evolve his 5-on-5 game more, and it's a process for him. We all know what he can do on a power play, certainly in a moment when he has an opportunity to shoot and let go of a one-timer, but the 5-on-5 game is something he's pushing harder to become better at, and he's dealing, he's coming off an injury, so I mean you guys can see him out there. He's still pushing through practices and getting back to pace, so but he's a competitive guy. He'll do it.
Don, apparently Jeff Merrick just said today on his show across Canada that Sabres are considering using Rasmus Dahlin at forward. Is there any truth in that?
Yeah, I can tell you absolutely none. It's funny, actually, to hear that. and crazy. Yeah, no, there's no truth to that. So we'll stick with shifting guys to center in the wing, but not forward to D.
You're 2 days from the opener. Do you have any thought yet on your leadership group? I know you're going without a captain.
I do, and I apologize. I wanted to say that at the outset. I should have said it out of respect for the two guys. We're going to have two guys fill the captaincy. They'll wear A's. They won't wear C's, but we feel they're great leaders, and I'm sure you guys know it as I say it. Kyle Okposo and Zemgus Jurgensen, two of our veteran guys that have a passion and love for not only the Sabres but Buffalo. You know, they have homes here. They enjoy their time here. They spend a lot of their off season here, and they do a great job in that locker room as well as on the ice. So we're excited to have those guys. I'm excited to have those guys in our locker room and on the bench and on the ice with us. So they're great leaders, and they'll fill that role very well for us.
You need leaders when times are tough than when times are good. When times are tough here and you're going to want to lean on those two guys, what are you going to want them to do in that room with so many young guys in there?
Yeah, you know, Kyle, that's where Kyle was great last year. Outstanding last year, and I mentioned that many times. The older guys, you know, were made it easy for me to be an incoming head coach at the time. And easier for that whole room. And Zemgus is much of the same. I mean, they're just quality people, and they're confident within their role in the NHL. I mean, they, you know, what's coming at them, they know, they have a great sense of objective, and because of that, their confidence. And they have a great sense of vision of, you know, how they can move teammates and a team, you know, to become better each day and each moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.